Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Trouble with Miracles.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard about the reputation of Jesus and said to his court, This is John the Baptist himself. He's risen from the dead. And that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. It was Herod who had arrested John, chained him up and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had told him it is against the law for you to have her. He had wanted to kill him, but was afraid of the people who regarded John as a prophet. And during the celebration for Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company, and so delighted Herod that he promised on oath to give her anything she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, Give me John the Baptist's head, here, on a dish. The king was distressed, but thinking of the oaths he had sworn, and of his guest, he ordered it to be given her, and sent and had John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought in on a dish and given to the girl who took it to her mother. John's disciples came and took the body and buried it. Then they went off to tell Jesus the gospel of the Lord. Something you often hear said about the miracles of Christ is that they couldn't have happened because if they had happened, surely people would have believed in him. There's a hidden assumption in that argument, an implication about miracles. We assume that miracles imply goodness. Even more, we assume that there are evidence for incarnation. Even though the incarnation itself is unimaginable to Jews, who could believe that the God who is the creator of the heaven and earth would actually take upon himself humanity? But we think miracles represent goodness because we already have Christ in our background. We assume his miracles are proof of his goodness because we believe in his goodness. Even people who reject Christ assume that we are talking about a good person. The trouble with miracles is that in the ancient world they were often a sign of power, but not goodness, indeed evil. We see that in the Gospels, the Pharisees say that Christ expels Satan by the power of Beelzebub. He expels the evil spirits. And of course Christ replies, how can Satan drive out Satan? Here we have, with Herod, a different explanation for the miracles. And an explanation which itself comes from a deep-rooted primeval fear that all humanity shares. For Herod, John the Baptist has risen from the dead. And that's why these miracles work in him, these powers. But rising from the dead is something frightening, something scary. You see it in our culture. We have ghost stories, vampire stories, zombie stories. More modern version is Frankenstein's monster, Mary Shelley's book, where science brings a dead person to life. And it's all something that generates fear. In the gospel itself, the gospel of Luke, Christ says, Why are you afraid? Why do these reasonings rise in your heart? The spirit is not of flesh and bone as you see it I have. We fear the dead because we think deep down the dead are jealous of our life. The resurrection of Christ is quite different from someone coming back from the dead to life. I thought I might have called this homily, Christ did not rise to life or come back to life. The reason for that is that Christ doesn't come back to this life. He's not a dead person walking. Rather, he rises with life. With eternal life, with the life that we ourselves seek and believe in and hope for. That's much, much more than this life, this fragile life, this life which is doomed to end, this life in which we suffer so much. The dead might come with jealousy to this life, but Christ comes with something greater than this life. That's why the resurrection becomes a sign of hope and joy, not fear. We are to believe in that new life. And unless we believe in that new life, no miracle will change our mind.
Thank you.